All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, September 6th of 2024. Looking ahead here, we have a 12-game MLB main slate, but we also have Friday night football here with a NFL showdown between the Packers and the Eagles. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do this show on Saturdays. Actually, showtime for Saturday is going to be moving starting tomorrow. We usually do this show at 11 a.m. Eastern on Saturdays, but due to college football lock being at 12 Eastern, we are going to move office hours to 12:30 p.m. Eastern to accommodate the college football push before 12 Eastern. So tomorrow's show is going to move to 12:30 Eastern. That should be the show time for the foreseeable future. So small announcement there. But with that said, we have a ton of questions to get to today, so let's get SaberSim pulled up and let's jump right in. A reminder that we do have our build review show at 5 p.m. Eastern later today, and we have a full queue of people for today. But if anybody else, keep in mind the show. We do the show Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern there. And so if anybody wants their NFL builds reviewed after the weekend, let me know, and we can add you to the queue for Monday. But with that said, let's jump in here. First question on the new SaberSim page, where/how do I select single entry three max as contest type? So the question is relating to our previous dropdowns here, and those have gone away in the new SaberSim. And really the reason for that is because, you know, like we were accounting for like entrance and things like that in regards to how the sliders were chosen, but we're also accounting for that in the post build with Saber Score, right? So we wanted to move away from double counting, and we are now selecting the sliders based on the number of games on the slate. So the number of games on the slate determines the slider settings, and then any further ranking is done in the post build. So there's a follow-up question here which ties into this well. Was, so if I generate one lineup, I can feel comfortable entering that one lineup in a single entry five man and a single entry with 1,000 people. So you would just want to use two different sorting metrics for those two lineups, right? So your sliders can be the same for both contests, but I would use different sorting metrics for each contest. So like when we get into the post build here in a minute, and we're just waiting for these lineups to load. So what I would do is I would click on the sorting metric dropdown. I would go to Saber Score. And then for your small field, I would just use the 100 to 1K, right? For the, we don't have anything like that's less than this technically. I would use this, and then you could also use it if it's like exactly 1,000 or a couple hundred or something like that. You know, this is going to be the next best thing to use. And the way I like to think about it is it's better to have a little bit too much upside than not enough. So if you're optimizing for a 100 man contest, but you know, your contest has 50 players in it, then, you know, I would focus on, I would use this sorting metric if you don't have access to contest sims. And then if it's like, you know, 1,050 entries, you know, it's okay to use the 1K to 10K contest size rather than the smaller, right? So you can always lean a little bit higher there. But that's what I would recommend, is switching between the sorting metrics. And these are going to be better than relying on the previous sliders. All right, next question. Could you please go over the best way to fill cash games and GPPs with the new Saber Sim, i.e. should we do one cash build and then one GPP build? I would recommend that for sure. And the reason for that is because when you're doing cash, I would make sure that you are switching to optimizer mode in your settings and running a build on optimizer mode. And then for your GPPs, running a sim build here with the sliders. So that's the first thing. And then if you're in the contest tab and you're, you know, you have a bunch of contests and different things like that, remember that if you have multiple different types, you can right click on this type column header. And then if you have GPP and cash, you can uncheck one to quickly only select your caches and then switch it back when you do your GPPs. So that's the best way to handle it, as rather than going and clicking on every individual contest, which could take a very long time. All right, next question. For NFL Showdown, what filters are optimal? Would you reduce your pool by filtering out the 10 to 20% of the lowest projections as well as 10 to 20% of the highest owned lineups? I'm coming from MLB and got pretty used to doing that. What are the metrics to look for when picking contests for FanDuel to avoid playing against the Sharks? Okay, so two questions in one. Let's start with the contest selection. So on FanDuel, they're going to have similar rules to DraftKings as far as the most winningest players in the lobby can't play contests under $3. Their threshold for meeting that requirement is a little bit different as far as how much money you need to win. I think you need to be like a lifetime net 50K winner on FanDuel, I think. And then DraftKings is you need to have $1 million in earnings. So that those two things can be different. So that's as far as contest selection goes for FanDuel. If you can play under $3, do it. And then first part of the question asking about filters. So I don't mind using some of those filters as far as projection and ownership go that we talked about for MLB for like NFL classic slates, but I wouldn't use it for NFL Showdown. Instead, I would be focused more on making sure I'm accounting for duplication in my process as far as building lineups, either with a geometric mean rule, if you're on like the starter plan, or if you're on pro or ultimate, then using a custom metric and filtering out the higher geometric mean lineups. So that's what I would recommend in regards to that, is as far as like filters and stuff like that. Like, you know, if you have ability to do custom metrics, go and create a geometric mean custom metric, and then you can come into the filters and then filter by that based on a geometric mean equation, right? So geo mean less than X. And then the way you would determine that is you would pick a number of dupes that you want to shoot for. Like, maybe I don't want to play anything dupe more than 20 times. So it'd be parentheses 20 divided by, you know, say you're playing a 20,000 entry contest, 20,000 to the power. And then you would say 1 divided by 6 here, where 6 is the number of players in a DraftKings Showdown lineup. It could be 5 for FanDuel. And then, you know, whatever the outcome is of this is what you put in your geo mean rule. So typically it'll be like 0.24 or something like that. So you would just write that as geo mean less than 24. So move the decimal places over two places inside of SaberSim via a rule or a filter. All right, good stuff. Next question. Good morning. What does the small slate 100 to 1K setting refer to? Good question. So it refers to our Saber score. This is our in-house lineup grading metric that we created. And if you click on this eye icon, you're going to be able to see the variables that are accounted for in this metric. So it's a combination of three things. So some projection, 99th percentile, and then average adjusted ownership. So when you combine those three things, we think it is better than if you just use projection or if you just use, a percentile alone, right? Having a floor variable, having an upside variable, and having a variable that accounts for contest ownership is, we think, the trifecta here. And we think that this is a better metric than any one of those by themselves. And then small slate refers to contests or slates with two to five games. Large slate is six or more games. And then single game is where there is one individual game on the slate. All right. Good stuff there. Next question. Sorry, I had a bug in my arm. Next question. When building for a specific contest, old Saber Sim, is it recommended to make any adjustments at all or go with what the build has? Good question. So I would say, you know, it is okay to make adjustments. You know, that is why we build a pool of lineups, right? So like you see here that, you know, we might only need 68, but our pool here, you know, has 5,000 or 500 or however many lineups your subscription allows you to build. But the reason we build you more lineups than you need is because we want to give you some optionality. We want to give you the ability to make changes, have opinions, use the min-max exposures, trash lineups you don't like, et cetera here. So it is totally okay to make adjustments. We actually recommend using the MinUnique tool, which is a diversification tool. It makes sure that your lineups are less correlated to each other. That way, if one does bad, that doesn't mean all the other ones are going to do bad as well. But the more correlated your lineups, the more effect, the more you'll see that. And you can see that in your standings, right? I mean, if your lineups are really correlated, they're going to be bunched together. They're going to be kind of all together throughout the standings. But if they're well diversified, you're going to see them spread out way more from, you know, end to front of the standings. All right, next question. How do you save lineups to favorites in the new version? Secondly, are you able to use the multi-entry feature from your favorites? All right, so let's just do a demo here. So in order to save lineups to favorites, what I would do is I would click on the target contest area, and then I would, yeah, four options. Download CSV, favorites, multi-fill, single fill. So I would go over to favorites here. And then once I do that, I can send all of these lineups to the favorites by just saving them. So I'm basically saving them to favorites. So when I click save, I'm going to get this notification, 68 lineups added to the favorites. Great. I can go to my favorites. And then, you know, once I'm all happy with what I have here, I can switch it from favorites to multi-fill. And then I can go and order my contest however I want. And then I can fill them. So you can multi-fill from the favorites tab. The answer is yes, and that is how you do it. All right, next question. Is there a way to set a rule to not allow a tight end in your flex, or do you need to filter them out manually in the flex position? Good question. So there isn't a rule per se, but what you can do is add a is basically filter them out. So I'm going to open up a fresh build. What I would do is I would go to the flex tab, right? We see this flex tab here. And then you go to this position column and you right click on it. You select only the tight ends. And then you click this mass uncheck box to get rid of all the tight ends inside the flex only. You reselect all the players. And then now you can see that if I scroll down here, any tight end is going to be unchecked and they are not allowed to be in the flex, but they are still all checked in the tight end spot. So that is how you remove a position from the flex option. All right, next question. Could you please explain how it works that once the contest sims have run, if you add a filter for ROI greater than one in the target contest or dupes, how does it filter the whole pool as some would be valid for certain contests and some for others? Okay, good question. So let's jump in here into this, back to this build with lineups in it. So it's going to depend how you set up your filter. So one option here is, let's say I'm going to single fill, and let's say that I'm going one lineup, one contest at a time. Come on. All right. So we're going to do this single entry first, right? So if I come in here and I say, you know, I want to set up a filter. Let's run the contest sim. Haven't run the contest sim yet, so let me run that. While this is running, let me see if there's any more questions in the Discord. Pretty busy day. Just get these added to the queue. All right, we had one additional one here. All right, jumping back now that the contest sim is finished. So let's go and just first sort, right? We're going to say sort by target contest ROI. So the sort is looking at the contest that we have selected, and then it is matching that contest sim's ROI and then sorting by that, okay? The filters do the same thing. So if I go in here and I say show lineups with target contest ROI greater than zero, what the builder is going to do, it's going to say, hey, we are looking at this single entry contest, and then we are looking at the results from that contest, and any lineup that has a ROI greater than zero stays in the pool. Any lineup that has an ROI less than zero goes into the trash. Now, if I change this to a different contest, this is all going to update. It's going to change my sorting metric, and it's going to change my filter. Now, where it can get tricky is if you have multiple contests selected. So anytime you have multiple contests selected, we are taking an average of all of the contests chosen. So if you have two contests chosen, we are taking an average ROI from the two and then using that new average ROI as your sorting metric. And then the same would be for the filter. We are looking at the average ROI of the two. And if the two ROIs average out to be net negative, then it goes in the trash. If the two ROIs average out to be net positive, then it stays in the pool. So that's what's happening with filtering by ROI. All right. Good question there. Next question. Dumb question. No dumb questions. Probably, but what is the difference between rank and unique rank? Okay, good question. So let's come in here and we'll just do a demo. So say I have three 20 max contests, right? And I'm just going to use single fill. So when I use unique rank, you're going to see that my lineups shows 60. That is because I have three 20 max contests. So it is looking at the number of contests times the number of entries, adding those up, saying, okay, we have 60 entries, so we're going to do 60 unique lineups. So unique rank is going to make sure that 60 different lineups get used, and it is going to fill them from highest to lowest, depending on the order of the contest in the list. I can move the contest around with this little drag bar on the left-hand side, but I typically do it by price pool, so they're already sorted highest price pool to lowest, so I'm not going to do anything there. Now, if I use rank, what rank does, you're going to see my lineups changes to 20. So rank is going to put the best 20 lineups in all three contests. So the top 20 lineups are effectively going to be used three times. So that's what rank does. Rank is willing to duplicate lineups, and it will always start with the highest ranked and then go as far down as it needs to go. So if you're playing a three max, we add a three max to this list. Lineups 1, 2, and 3 are going to be used again. So lineups 1, 2, and 3 would be used four times if we added those to our set here with the three, with the other three 20 max contests. All right, next question. If I have completed and uploaded my lineups to DraftKings and decide to enter a couple more contests, what is the best practice to upload the new contest to SaberSim without overriding the existing contests? So you have to override them. You have to come to the contest tab, and then you have to come into this, click this upload button, and then re-download your template file. The good thing is that when you do that, the entries for the contest you already filled are already in the file. So like you could come in here and download it, and if your entries are in there, you could open the file when it downloads and view the lineups in the entries. So what we're doing is all we're doing is we're asking DraftKings effectively, like, hey, give us the entry file you have for this person so we can read it. And then DraftKings, if there's already lineups, can be like, hey, these are the entries and these are the lineups in there already. So there's already lineups in there. You don't even need to refill those again. You could just refill the new entries you have And then once you're done, the entry file will have all of the lineups. You can just re-download it and upload it back to the site. All right, next question. I'm going through the contest results from last night, looking at the 100K Flea Flicker contest specifically. When I look at the sim ROI on all these contests that cashed, the vast majority had sim ROIs that are negative. Is this correct? Am I misinterpreting something? Every study slash help video put out by SaberSim talks about using ROI to sort. And then when you look, you would have essentially screened out every single winning lineup. Okay, let's talk about this. So let's go back to yesterday. Going to be best to do that. And we'll go back to the showdown. Go to contests. And I'm going to go to, we said the Flea Flicker. So I go over to the Flea Flicker. Let's leave that open. So right now we're looking at the lineups in the Flea Flicker from highest to lowest, right? These are the best lineups, right? So this top lineup, we're saying it's negative 34% sim ROI. And it looks like there was a dupe up here, right? So all these lineups are the same. It looks like this lineup was duplicated 13 times, right? So let's just talk about this one lineup, right? Because I don't know how many unique lineups we're going to get as we go down. But what we're saying is that it's not like this lineup doesn't win. But what we're saying is if we play this contest out 100,000 times, this lineup ends up losing money in the long run. So the way you could read this is like, yes, it does have negative sim ROI, but that doesn't mean it never cashes. And that also doesn't mean it never wins, right? We're saying, hey, this lineup does cash 23% of the time still. So about 1 in 4 times this lineup will win something. And then it still has a win rate of 0.02%, right? So it is winning some amount of the time. The trick here, in my opinion, is how much does this lineup win when it wins and how often does this lineup win? Those are the two things you really need to think about. So in this case, you know, maybe this lineup wins a decent amount of time. Maybe 0.02% is okay, but it's duplicated 13 times, right? So every single time it wins, it is splitting the top 13 places as far as prize pool, right? Like one of the things you want to do here is you want to try and win as much of the prize pool as you can when you win. So there are, you know, I'll call them like drop-off points between like, okay, how much duplication, how many times should your lineup be duplicated? It's like, well, how often does your lineup win, right? Does your lineup win enough to overcome the duplication or not? So in my opinion, this lineup here, this lineup is probably too highly duplicated, or the win rate is probably too low for the amount of dupes that it has. Therefore, it loses money in the long run. So another good example is like you play a bad hand in poker, right? Like 2-7 is the worst hand in No Limit Texas Hold'em. It's not to say the hand never wins, but if you played that hand 100,000 times, you're probably going to lose money if you played it over and over and over again. So, you know, this is telling you like, hey, you know, anything can happen on one slate, but if you played this slate out 100,000 times, which is the amount of times you're running the post-contest sim, we're saying that this lineup didn't do good in the long run. So, you know, it's not, it's more like, hey, you know, you don't want to strive to play a lineup of these characteristics because it didn't end up doing that well. Like I would be trying to figure out, okay, maybe how can I play a lineup that comes in a little bit lower duped? Is it the roster construction? Is it this? Is it that? So like, those are the things that it's telling you. All right. Good question there. Next question from the Discord, and then we're going to jump over to the live YouTube chat. Question says, simple way of using multi-fill versus single fill. So let's go back to today where we have lineups and an entry file coming up here. Let's go back to Friday to Monday. So single fill is going to be as close to what people are used to using in the old Saber Sim, and multi-fill is new, right? So what I would recommend here is if you're going to use single fill, come in here and select one contest at a time. and then set up this ROI as target ROI, which we already did. So then now when you come in here and you save your lineups, right? I'm going to save this lineup, you know, this top single entry, whatever it is. And then I'm going to go to my next contest and then I'm just going to check the next one. Now the ROI metric, your sorting metric, is going to auto update saying, hey, we're now looking at the first down 20 max. Let's go and resort these lineups based on those results. And then it goes to that 20 max. And then you get to save by this contest and then you change your target and you etc. and allow you to kind of have a better understanding of what is going into which contest. Now, when you use multi-fill, you're not going to see the lineups. And then let's say, you know, I want to do these all together. So what I would do is the rank by, make sure it all says the target ROI. That way it matches the contest in question. You could set up mini uniques however you like. If you want to have, you know, no mini uniques for single entries, because it's not going to matter. You want to have more mini uniques for 3 maxes, a little less for 20 maxes. That's fine. We're talking about ways to give people more information about what happens when you adjust these things. So that's coming soon. And then I would click save, right? And then it's going to cycle through here, put the top lineup into the single entry, and then move to the 20 max, switch the sorting metric, apply the mini uniques, fill that one. And then now, you know, within a few seconds I've been talking here, all 68 entries have been filled. And I'm ready to, I've already saved it. I can just download it and upload it to the site. So multi-fill is for people who, you know, don't want to be as in the weeds with their lineups and are okay trusting some of these contest sim metrics, applying some unique mini uniques and letting it rip. So that's what's going on there. All right. Next question, live YouTube chat. First question is from Mark. Mark said, often when I play MLB single entry, I like a certain team or stack that is different from my larger field GPPs. Since the new SaberSim groups all the builds together, how would you do this? What I would do is, you know, you could still run one build here. The important thing here is going to be when you are using, I would use single fill for this. And then I would just uncheck the contests as you go. So like you're saying you're playing your single entry. Great. You know, go into your contest list and only select your single entry. And then if you have contest sims, use the contest sims. If you don't, use the correct saber score, right? Usually single entries are smaller, probably like 100 to 1K entries, while the large field GBPs are, you know, 10,000 plus entries, right? So then go in and select your sorting metric appropriately. But the biggest thing is going to be changing the target contest so you can focus on one contest at a time and however many entries you have in that specific contest. All right, good stuff there. Next question from Jason. Is there a way to go back to past leads to see how your build did overall? Like if I wanted to check the lineups I created yesterday and see how they all scored, not only the ones I played. So there was a way to do this. It is currently missing from the app right now. It is called review mode. There was a bug with it, which is why it's not here. But what you could do, right, is say, you know, we built some lineups for yesterday. I could go back to the Baltimore KC slate, see if we have a build from office hours. So I come in here, right, to this build 6. This is the build that we did yesterday on the show for the Baltimore KC slate. Let's unfilter these lineups. Not sure what we had going on. So I unfilter the lineups, go back into the pool. And then after a slate is over, you're going to see this actual score option. So you can come in here and sort your entire you had in your build were. So that is one way to go back to a past slate and do it. There used to be a way to, like if you had 20 lineups, you could take those 20 and sort those by actual score. I think contest flashback is better, you know, when you go back to a past slate, like we did earlier, reviewing those flea flicker lineups and then going into your build and then going over to users and then seeing how your lineups did. I think that's ultimately better here. But you do have the option to look at your entire build and look through the actual scores. All right. Good stuff there. Next question. I'm sure you guys are working on it, but any idea if slash when contest flashback will be available for yesterday's Millie? Yes, we are working on it. It is a very large contest. It's given us a little bit of problems. So team's aware of it, and we hope to have those post-contest sim results loaded. It's all right. Question from Jason. When uploading custom projections, all my captain projections go to zero, even if I upload captain projection. So you shouldn't upload captain projection. So, and the reason for that is captain projections are just 1.5x the flex projections. So what I would do is I would come in here, you know, you're going to upload, just upload projection. There isn't even captain projection here, like as an option. The ownership and the captain ownership should work. So I would just upload projection. I would do it by name. I would not do it by DFS ID. So if you do name and projection, it will go to the flex, and then the new projections in the flex will get multiplied into the captain position. So that's what I would do there. All right. Question from Bob. In the beta, I don't have the ability to edit any sim settings. So I just need to wait for those to populate. So most important thing here is going to be coming in to the contest tab and uploading an entry file. So come in here, click this upload icon. Once you do that, you're going to get this pop-up, drag and drop your file, use the hyperlink there, and then all of this information should auto-populate. If you have contests where it's not auto-populating, that means that the contest isn't in our list of contests. So all you need to do is come in here, right-click on a contest, and then you can configure it however you want. You can save it right away and then configure it afterwards. These fields are all editable. So one of those two options should work for you. All right. Good stuff there. Looking here in the Discord. One more question from KJ. Get this one in the queue. All right. KJ said, how much am I impacting my ROI by limiting exposures? For example, setting the max exposure to no more than 50 to all players in the pool, hoping I'm not working against myself while trying to get unique. One thing you can do is you can build different builds for different contests. So like, let's say you have two 20 max contests, right? Maybe you cap exposures in one and maybe you don't cap exposures in the other. You do two different builds. And then after the slate's over, you come in here and you measure your sim ROIs across the two contests. And that will kind of give you a sense of, hey, is this hurting me? Is this helping me? Is this impacting me too much? And allow you to have a little bit better of a measuring stick. So that's what I would recommend there. But all right. Looks like we're all caught up with questions in the Discord and the YouTube chat. Appreciate everybody tuning in. I will be right back here in about 25 minutes for our build review show. Plenty of people wanted to sign up today to get their builds reviewed from yesterday. So it should be a busy show. But until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thank you. Bye.